Welcome to a podcast of a sermon delivered at the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood in New Jersey. Our congregation is a place where you will find inspiration in the richness of diverse beliefs and the power of community. Detailed information about the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood is available on our website, uuridgewood.org.
Good morning. My name is Madeline Brennan. Ever since I was little, I've always trusted people and what they say. One of the things I've trusted are facts. I can see them and touch them and read them and observe them. These facts are discovered by scientists or sometimes just by the average person. Facts help me create things and help me argue and function in society. Facts explain how I exist, although they do not explain why. The answer to why we exist is a long-asked question with no answer. Each and every human is left to answer it on their own. Maybe the point of existing is to find a purpose to your life, but that's up to you to decide. I believe that maybe not the point of existing, but the goal is to do all you can to further the world. I believe that the point of existing is to be the best person you can be and to help others be the best people they can be. In my ideal world, everyone is well-educated and understands what needs to be done to help the world and each other. As the real world is not like that, I believe that everyone who understands needs to do the best they can and educate those who do not understand. Now, I'm not using educate in a condescending way. I mean to teach others the information they may not have access to or may not be able to understand, and help solve pressing issues such as world hunger, wars, and global warming, all of which are supported by facts. Now for a total 180. My biggest fear is death. In my eyes, when you die, that's it. You won't know what happened, you won't even know how. The way for me to conquer this is my motivation, and it's to be the best person I can be. And as in the words of my friend, if you are remembered, you never truly die. Along with death, which is pretty morbid, I have also been motivated by the people around me, especially my parents. From a young age, I remember my parents talking about the community and going to protests, some of which I went to. My parents have always been active in our community, and their opinions always heard. They say what they believed, even when it might receive some negative reactions. My parents have inspired me to be active in my community and to always defend my opinion. They are always well-informed and know what they're speaking about. That inspires me to be well-informed and to try to help my community. My parents are more or less the embodiments of parts of my belief. All of these things have shaped me to be the person I am today. Even though they will change as I change, they will guide me as I become an adult. I'd like to thank everyone who made me the person I am today, especially all the coming-of-age teachers, Johanna, my mentor Helen, and my parents and my sister.
Hello and good morning. I am Ava Duran. I can't come up here and tell you that I have a list of things I believe in, because every day I learn and experience new things. I'll probably never be able to give a full list because it changes as I change. So instead, I'm going to tell you a few things I feel strongly about. Early in the year, we made a list of values in class. Mine included equality, fairness, honesty, freedom, and respect, to name a few. My dad always tells me a quote that his dad often told him, "With great power comes great responsibilities." I think this is true about many things. When power is thrown upon you, you have to use it wisely. You can't use it as a weapon. You have the responsibility to those that don't have as much power. Last year in my eighth grade basketball season, I had this power of being the team captain. My teammates relied on me to call plays and help win games. At the end of the season, we were in the finals of our league, and were playing in the finals of our league. The other girls started getting nervous about the game, and I had to help calm them down and reassure them it's only a game. Basketball has become a major part of my life and helped me create bonds with people I most likely would have not talked to if it weren't for basketball. It's taught me countless things that can be used on and off the court. It taught me teamwork, trust, and respect. Of course, you have to earn people's trust and respect. You can't be given it. My basketball team has become much more than a bunch of girls I share the court with. They've become more like sisters to me. With people you trust and respect, teamwork is easy. The values and lessons I have learned in basketball will help in my high school, college, and later on in my career. Another thing that I believe strongly in is that you should treat people as you want to be treated, and we Unitarians believe in the inherent worth and dignity of every person. Yes, I know a lot of people say it, and I will admit there are times when it's not the first thing that pops into my head. Over the summer, I got to travel to Thailand, and we were in Bangkok, which is very different from Glen Rock. Bangkok, of course, is not the poorest or least developed area in Thailand, but while over there, I noticed there's a completely different world I knew nothing about or really didn't think about. This experience does relate back to the Golden Rule. It gave me a greater perspective on the world and the people in it. You need to have perspective when you are putting yourself in another person's shoes. Everyone came from the same origin, and when I really thought about it, deep down, everyone is the same. It doesn't matter your background, your race, your religion, or how you identify. Everyone has their flaws and insecurities, but when you look past that, everyone is made up of water, blood, and flesh. In conclusion, I do not believe in a higher spirit, but I believe that everyone was created equally and deserves respect, and you have to make an effort to consider their point of view. I would like to thank my mentor, Dawn, for guiding me towards today. I would also like to thank my parents for countless things, but today I would like to thank them for bringing me to USR. I have learned so many things in this congregation, and unlike my friends at other churches, I looked forward to Sunday school. Lastly, I would like to thank everyone here. You guys have shaped me into the person I am today, so thank you.
Good morning. My name is Andrew Cragg. At first, I had no idea what I was going to write for my credo. To tell the truth, I hadn't thought about my beliefs much until coming of age class, but after it started, I thought about this service a lot. I only had ideas, but no plan of how to express them. Now I know more about what I believe. One of the ideas we discussed in class was God. I didn't think that there was a God. The reason for that is that I like science, and I don't see any science or facts to prove that there is one. Science is my favorite subject, and I especially love to be out in nature. I've learned a lot about nature through Boy Scouts and hiking. I believe that there is an interdependent web in nature. I learned more about the interdependent web in my travels. That is one of the most important things in my life, which is traveling. Some of the places I have traveled so far are Thailand, Burma, Curacao, Iceland, Western U.S., Canada, Florida, and Nashville. Traveling has expanded my knowledge, has given me a wider view of the world, and has changed my values. My trip to Thailand and Burma and trip to Curacao both influenced my view on the interdependent web. My trip to Curacao was last summer. Curacao is in the Southern Caribbean near Venezuela. It is a dry place with a lot of animals, especially birds and lizards. There they need constant help from other places and people. In my February trip to Thailand and Burma, where we visited my cousin, I also learned a lot about the interdependent web. In both places, the people were a lot less fortunate than here, so they needed to rely on each other for help. This trip also added a very important value. It was humility. This trip showed me that even though I have had some small struggles in my life, I should be very grateful for my lucky life. This has caused me to become very humble. Now I will not take everything for granted and will try to be less greedy. The last important thing I have learned about is independence. My independence has let me figure out my problems and let me learn more about myself. I have had a lot of independence because I am often home alone because my sister is at PT for her knee and my brother is at some kind of sport. This gave me a lot of choices of what to do by myself. Learning independence is also important because I will get more and more of it each year. Through coming of age class, I have learned a lot about Unitarian values. My mentor and parents have also helped me learn more about these. In class, we discuss God and a lot of other things that have helped me write this and have helped me learn more about myself. And that's it.
Good morning. My name is Kate Bamberg, and I have a question for you. When people talk to you, when they tell you about their day, when they tell you a story, are you really listening? I remember a time when I was a little kid. I was maybe 5 or 6 years old. At that time, I went to a Christian school in England, and I believed in the Christian image of God, because that's what I had been taught. I sat next to my dad, and I asked him, "Do you believe in God?" He said, "No." And I was really sad about that. How could my dad, the man who I admired so much, not believe in God? "Please believe in God," I said. "You have to." He laughed. "Kate, you can't tell people what to believe." I look back on that time in my life now and wonder, how could I ever have thought that? How could I believe something not because I thought it was right, but because I had been told it was right? What if my school had asked me what I believed and listened to my answer before they taught me what they believed? I will always be grateful to my parents for never forcing religion on me and for listening to what I had to say and respecting me no matter what I believed. If you were to ask me now if there was a God, I would have to tell you that I have no idea. I will always listen for one, but I can't depend on an outside force to save the world anymore. We're lucky enough to live on this planet, the only one in our solar system with life, and we're responsible for it. We have to listen to it, we must take care of it, and we must respect it. We have to do the same to each other. The world we live in now is full of fear, hatred, and violence, inequalities, and crises. But through all the pain, a Unitarian value that I believe in holds true. Humans, in their most basic sense, are good. How can we go back to a state of being nothing but innocent? How can we erase years of corruption and pain? The answer is a simple action: listening. Listening, like my parents did to me as a child, like you're doing to me right now, will save us. If we keep turning a blind eye to our own destruction of nature, to the wars we support without truly knowing what they're for, the unfair prejudice towards people who can't change, then where will we end up? Would any God want to help people who act that way? Maybe we don't need to live in fear of a force beyond our control. If we take responsibility for what we do, then we can solve our problems on our own. I encourage you, the next time a child asks you if there is a God, say, "What do you believe?" and listen.
Is Josie Percy. Ever since I was young, I believed that it is important to make my mark on the world. I was taught to fight for the things that I believe in, and that I should make my voice be heard. Whether it be feeding the homeless or planting trees in my neighborhood, I want to give back to my community, to those less fortunate than I, and I want to be known as a person who puts others before herself. And whatever I do, I believe I can change the world. I believe in God. I don't know what God is, but I believe that there is a higher power than myself. Maybe God is a person or an animal, or maybe God is an energy you feel only when you need it the most. Sometimes I look out and I watch the world go by. I look at the trees and the grass, and I feel the wind in my hair, and I swear I can feel something inside me. Maybe that's God, the feeling you get when you really love something. I guess I'll never know. But that's okay. I've learned that it's okay to question things I know I'll never get the answers to, but I am free to continue searching for as long as I'd like. The Unitarian Society of Ridgewood has always been a second home for me. I've been coming here for as long as I can remember, and it's always been a place I know I can go when I don't feel like I belong anywhere. It's where I can go to remember who I am. I'm not confident or outgoing, and I never like being the center of attention. But here, I don't need to pretend to be someone I'm not. For this, I'm forever thankful. I would like to thank my family for giving me love and guiding me through this journey. I would like to thank my mentor, Kristen, for helping me understand the true meaning of being a Unitarian Universalist. She's taught me to be kind to everyone, no matter what, to appreciate others, and to always put the ones you love first. Lastly, I'd like to thank everyone I've met here at USR. Thank you for contributing to my life and making me who I am today.
Good morning, again.
My name's Graham Griffith. Yeah, didn't get that last time. So, just here goes, I guess. When I was 9, I went away to summer camp for a week. And when I came back, my beloved dog was dead. Relatives of mine had died before, but I wasn't personally close to them. That canine was my brother, my emotional crutch when I was sad. But most of all, he was the most loyal friend I ever had. It was a cold splash of reality that hit with the force of a tsunami. I wouldn't accept he was gone, imagining it was all a bad dream. But deep down, I knew I would never see him again. This tragedy was so out of the blue that it taught me that nothing in life is for sure. We were told to come up here and tell you what we believe. Well, I don't really believe anything, at least in the conventional sense. My dog and everyone, every living thing that has ever died is gone from existence. So even if they go somewhere after they die, it doesn't matter. Nothing is for sure, and I feel that's what guides me. The only thing is that it doesn't really guide me at all. It's similar to a GPS that says, turn in a direction when the time is right. Some help that is, right? Surprisingly, it is. Due to this fact, I know I always have to keep my eyes on the prowl, looking for a destination I'm not even sure exists. Like I said, nothing is for sure, and the only thing I have to navigate the labyrinth of life is an open mind. An open mind is what lets us adapt to change, survive unnatural selection. The open mind is a translator, a weapon, processing unit of unmatched potential and a shield we can see through, not one that blinds us when we cower behind it. It is the most useful tool I and all of you have at our disposal. So, getting on to the, I guess you could call it the religious part. We have all pondered the great questions of life, such as, what is our purpose? But you have to ask yourself, what would life be like if there were no more answers? My point is that questions like, what is our purpose, or how do I find it, are the answers to the questions themselves. And that might sound a little weird, but the thing is, there are, at least I believe, there are no answers for us to find. It's just not the way it is. So we have to make our own meaning. We have to make our lives purposeful. And all that's really left for me to say is, what makes life meaningful for me? As simple as it sounds, an intelligent conversation with people or friends that will make you feel comfortable. That's all it takes for me. Every summer, I go to a camp called Unirondack, where I encounter both of these things. One day, I will grow too old for camp, and I will lose what makes life meaningful to me. But that's okay, because just like I found Unirondack, I will find it again. That thing, those people, that place that makes me feel okay, even when everything has all gone wrong. So to sum things up, I only believe one thing. Nothing in life is for sure. Not even the things in life that give our lives meaning, fulfillment, and happiness. That is why we need open minds, to find them and hold on to them while we still can. Thank you.